Is Jesus Christ the only way to heaven? Today on Daily in the Word, Dr. Paul Chappell reveals the answer of how you can know you have eternal life.
Jesus loves you and He wants to lift your burden, mom, today. He wants to lift the burden of a single mom today, and He wants to help you know that burdens are lifted at Calvary. Jesus, He loves all people equally. And remember that your worth is based upon your birth. And if you've experienced the new birth of Jesus Christ, then He knows and loves you very much.
The challenges of life can leave you looking for answers that only Christ can provide. In our series, Only Jesus, we'll explore what the Bible says about who Jesus is and why you must make Him the Savior and Lord of your life. Welcome to Daily in the Word. This program features the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. The truth of the resurrection of Jesus Christ is more than a simple historic fact to know. It is the hope of every believer. Through Dr. Chappell's clear and engaging message, you will understand what the Bible says about Jesus Christ, why it matters to you, and how you can apply these truths to your life today. And now, here's Dr. Paul Chappell with part two of a message called, Only Jesus Can Forgive.
But I'm so thankful that that song has transcended throughout the world and that that message of grace is a message that is still offered today for any woman, for any man that would come humbly and repentantly to the Lord. His grace is poured out upon them. And this Pharisee was learning from the Lord Jesus this day that great sin is a candidate for great grace. And it's so wonderfully important to see it. And so we learn today from a sinful woman and a self-righteous man that God's grace is sufficient for everyone. And that brings us to a final thought this morning. And I want you to see not only the sinful woman, not only the self-righteous man, but I want you to see a forgiving Savior. Notice what Jesus says to this woman as we begin now looking at this in verse number 44. And He turned to the woman and said unto Simon, Seest thou this woman? I entered into thine house. Thou gavest me no water for my feet, but she washed my feet with tears and wiped them with the hairs of her head. Thou gavest me no kiss, but this woman, since the time I came, has not ceased to kiss my feet. My head with oil thou didst not anoint, but this woman hath anointed my feet with ointment. Now, in essence, the Pharisee, who was caught up in his self-righteousness, failed to recognize who was in his house that day, failed to recognize that Jesus was God in the flesh, that Jesus could forgive sin, that Jesus could lift burdens. He saw Jesus as a teacher, as a religious man, but this woman saw Him as the Savior and as the Lord, Christ the Anointed. This woman's reputation caused the Pharisee to become very nervous, but Jesus simply offered forgiveness. I want you to see that Jesus, first of all, observed her faith. Moms and dads, boys and girls, Jesus sees your faith too. And the Bible says in verse 44, He turned to the woman and said, Seest thou this woman? In other words, He says, Simon, I see her faith. I have observed her faith. It was a common courtesy in Bible times to have someone wash the guest's feet or at least provide water so that their feet could be washed. It was a formal greeting, perhaps, to kiss a guest when they arrived. And Jesus looks at this Pharisee and says, She greeted me and you did not. She gave to me and you did not. She repented and you will not. She served and you will not. She worshiped and you will not. You see, Jesus says of His disciples, you will know them by their fruit. And we understand today that this woman was showing forth what we sometimes call the fruit of repentance. It was more than a talk. It was a walk. And though this was all new to her, it was so wonderful for Jesus Christ to observe. Now, I would say to you this morning that Jesus is not indicating to us that her tears saved her. We're not saved by our works. But those tears were an evidence of a heart that had been changed. Her faith was in Christ who saved her. In fact, notice in verse 50 of this same text, the Bible says, "And he said unto the woman, Thy faith hath saved thee. Go in peace." Now, he's not speaking about faith in faith. He's not speaking about just believing in general. But she had faith in Jesus Christ. "For by grace are you saved, through faith, and that not of yourselves. It is the gift of God, not of works, lest any man should boast." And this woman knew that Jesus was her only hope, and she put her faith in him. And yes, her faith was evidenced with tears and with sacrifice. It was a genuine faith she was expressing in the Lord. Colossians 1 and 14 says it this way, "In whom we have redemption through his blood, even the forgiveness of our sins." And so here was a woman who saw Jesus Christ as the Savior, and she put her faith in him. Now, faith in Christ is a choice. Thank God for many Christian mothers who have put their faith in Christ. And there are many today who scoff at faith in Christ and who scoff at the Christian family, but not Jesus. He's the originator of the Christian family. He is the author and finisher of our faith. I heard about a Christian lady who did quite a bit of traveling, and she got on a plane one day, and sometimes she was just a little bit nervous at flying, and so she would often take her Bible, and she would open up her Bible, and she would read through the Bible. And this lady sat one day next to a man who had a haughty, proudful attitude. He looked at the woman. He looked at the Bible. He said, "You don't believe that book, do you?" And the lady replied, "Well, of course I do." And he said to the lady, "Well, what about that guy that was swallowed up by the whale? Surely you don't believe that, do you?" She said, "Yes, I believe in the account of Jonah." And he said, "Well, how do you suppose he was all that time in the whale?" She said, "I don't really know." She said, "I'll ask him when I get to heaven." And he said to the woman, "Well, what if he isn't in heaven?" Then she said, "You'll have to ask him." You see, she was a woman who had her confidence in the Word of God. And this was a woman who had her confidence in Jesus Christ. And Jesus observed her faith. And I want you to notice, secondly, Jesus forgave her sin. You see, this is the premise of the message this morning. Only Jesus can forgive sin. The Baptist Church cannot forgive sin. The Catholic Church cannot forgive sin. You cannot wash your own sin away. Only Jesus can forgive our sin. Jesus says in verse 50, "Thy sins be forgiven thee." Luke chapter 5 and verse 21, "And the scribes and Pharisees began to reason, saying, Who is this which speaketh blasphemies? Who can forgive sins but God only?" You see, the Pharisee had not come to that point in his mind. Simon did not understand who Jesus was. This woman understood. This was the Christ, and he can forgive my sin, and he can relieve my heavy burden, and I want to be yoked up with Jesus Christ. The Pharisee was failing to realize who can forgive sins but God only. This is God in the flesh, and the Word became flesh and dwelt among us, and we beheld his glory as of the only begotten of the Father, and that's who Jesus Christ is, God in the flesh. And because of that, he alone can forgive our sin. His blood alone can wash our sin away. And so God can forgive our sin, and God offers forgiveness not on the merit of the ointment she gave, not on the merit of the tears that she shed. She was forgiven because of her faith in the only one who could forgive her sin, and that was Jesus Christ. Romans 5 and 1, "Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." So I want to speak for a moment to every mom and dad and to each of you that are with us today. Do you have peace with God? Has there been a time in your life when you have been completely forgiven for sin, past, present, and future? I'm not asking you if you know verses like the Pharisee. I'm not asking you if you go to church sometimes when you can. The question is not how much religion do you have. The question is, do you have a relationship with Jesus Christ? None of us would doubt the sincerity of this woman coming to the Lord Jesus here in Luke's gospel. She came with a heart of repentance and faith. Has there ever been a time in your life when you recognized that you were a sinner? And as a sinner, you came to the Lord and said, Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner, and I ask you to come into my heart to be my Savior, to forgive my sin. Now, he may not be with us physically today like he was for this sinful woman, but through his word and by faith, we can trust in the atoning work of Jesus Christ. The fact that as the Son of God, he came, he lived a perfect life. He then died on the cross and shed his blood for our sin. And when we put our faith in Jesus Christ, we can be saved. But God commendeth his love toward us in that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us. Therefore, being justified by faith, we have peace with God. And this woman walked into the courtyard lonely and burdened with her sin. And because she believed on Christ, he said, thy sins have been forgiven thee. And she walked out of that courtyard with burdens lifted and sins forgiven. And before you turn off your television, your computer, your tablet today, you could have your burden of sin lifted if you would but believe on the Lord Jesus Christ. And right now, I want to say to moms and guests and friends, if you've never received Christ, I want to encourage you to simply right now pray a prayer like this. Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner, and I ask you, Lord, to forgive me. I'm trusting you. I know I'm not worthy, but I believe you are worthy. So I ask you to be my Savior and give me a home in heaven someday. Would you pray that prayer right now? Would you accept Christ as your Savior now? Would you put faith in him as the woman did? Just simply say to the Lord, Dear Lord Jesus, I confess to you that I am a sinner. I ask you now to come into my life, to forgive my sin. I'm trusting you and you only to be my Savior and to give me a home in heaven. If you pray that prayer, Christ will come into your heart as you express faith, just like the woman expressed faith, if you'll express your faith in Christ. And if you've prayed that prayer to trust Christ as your Savior, I want to encourage you, if you would, just email us. Would you let me know that you've accepted Christ as your Savior? Oh, if you will, Jesus says to you, like he said to this woman, thy sins be forgiven thee. You'll experience the burdens being lifted by the power of Calvary. And moms, if you've already been saved, may I close today's message by saying to you, God loves you. Jesus died for you. There's no pecking order with God. Every one of you is precious in his sight. And God is still worthy of our sacrifice and service. And so whether it's this woman who is a representative of a new believer, or whether it's Mary who knew the needful thing to sit at Jesus' feet, I want to encourage you moms, in the midst of your busy, busy life, to take time this week with Jesus, to worship him, to draw upon his strength, to thank him for his forgiveness, to know that he loves you and he is for you. And when we as husbands and children forget to express it, always know that there's a faithful God who loves you and gave his son just for you.
You've been listening to the 15-minute edition of Daily in the Word, featuring the teaching and preaching of Dr. Paul Chappell, pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church and president of West Coast Baptist College in Lancaster, California. If you'd like to connect with Pastor Chappell on Facebook or Twitter, go to paulchappell.com and click on his social media links. We hope today's message has encouraged you. Dr. Chappell serves as a pastor of Lancaster Baptist Church, and he is the author of many books. But most of all, he has a passion and love for you. If you've been helped through Dr. Chappell's ministry, he'd love to hear your story. Visit us on our website today, where you can listen to today's entire message, become a partner in the Word, and sign up for Pastor Chappell's Daily in the Word email devotional. Visit us at paulchappell.com. And thank you for listening today. Be sure to join us next time as we continue to discover God's answers for today's challenges here on Daily in the Word.